Need a judgment-free zone when it comes to your financial life? Bienvenida to the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a bilingual podcast for today's Latina who typically thinks English but feels her Latina culture through and through. I am your host, Jen Hempel, and each week we have down-to-earth money conversations from people in La Comunidad Latina that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. Lista? Let's do it. Buen día o buenas tardes, depending on what time of the day you are listening to this episode. This is Jen Hempel, your host, and this is going to be a quick episode as it is a mini episode since we're in the middle of the season break, and it's all about unpacking this year's financial life. Now, it is part one, and it's short and sweet because I want you to take action right away. Before we get into it, I wanted to remind you about the podcast survey that I'm doing. And if you haven't taken it, I would love your feedback over at jenhempel.com/podcast survey. It won't even take you but 3 minutes. That's what I've been told. 3 minutes tops, and it gives you a chance to put your name in for a $100 gift card. So get to that as well. So in regards to today's episode, last week we had a replay about the 8 money conversations to have with your partner. And today we're going to get into some action because this year is coming to a close and I want you to unpack. I want you to reflect on this past year. And these are some of the things that I want you to do. Oh, and before getting into them, I want to make sure that I really hone this in. I want you to do this on a sheet of paper, in a notebook, in a journal. I don't want you to do this digitally because there's magic to pen to paper or pencil to paper. It gives you more clarity as you write versus just typing it in on your keyboard or in your phone. So I really, really, really highly encourage you to do this in a journal, on a piece of paper, somewhere in a notebook that you can have handy. All right. So here is how we're going to unpack your financial life for this year. First of all, you want to write down what went well. Think about through the whole year, what are some of the things that went well for you? And go ahead and write those down. When you think about what went well, think about what went well directly with your money and indirectly with your money. So maybe directly with your money, maybe this year you were budgeting more consistently. Maybe you didn't budget the whole year, but you budgeted 2 or 3 months in a row, which was an improvement from prior years. Okay. So that could be directly linked to your money. What went well indirectly can be something like really catching those negative thoughts that come to mind, like, I can't afford it, we're broke, we don't have enough money, or I'm never going to get out of this hole, this debt is never ending, I'm always going to be in debt, and reframing those to more positive thoughts where there's always going to be a way, money's always flowing to me, those type of things. So you want to think about what went well and write those down. Don't stop at one. Think about throughout the whole year, there was more than one thing. I guarantee you, more than one thing that went well, even if you may feel miserable at this moment in time. Just think about what went well this year. So that's number one. Number two, you want to address what could have gone better. Now, I know I talk about positivity a lot, and this question is not to beat yourself up. This question is intended to just really think about some areas of improvement. So what could have gone better? Maybe this year you found yourself going to the movie theater more often than before and spending more money in that area. Or maybe you are using Ubers or Lyfts more frequently than normal versus walking or taking public transportation. So what could have gone better this year? Again, it's not a time to beat yourself up. It's just an objective look of what could have gone better. Number three, I want you to write your top 10 money wins of the year. If you've been tracking your money wins, you just need to look at that list and pick your top 10. Or if you want, if you can't stop at 10 and you can pick more than that. If you haven't been tracking your money wins, then this might be a little more challenging, but definitely think about your top 10 money wins. Remember, your money wins can be directly or indirectly related to money. It could be having money conversations with your partner that didn't turn into an argument. It could be saving more frequently or saving all throughout the year. It could be building up your emergency savings. It could be starting investing. It could be so many different things. So write down your top 10 money wins of the year. Then this fourth part, so we've gotten three. This fourth part, I want you to list the goals that you have achieved. So think about the goals, financial goals. Let's talk about, let me just make it clear since this is Her Dinero Matters. So list the financial goals that you have achieved this year. I don't care how big, I don't care how small, doesn't matter. If you set out to do something this year, you set some financial goals this year and you achieve them, write them down. List the goals that you achieved. Once you write these down, once you have them written down, you want to go through each goal that you've achieved, whether it be one, two, three, more than three. You want to write down, how do you feel about each of them? Did the goal get you excited or maybe not so excited? Did it feel more like you had to do it? Well, how did each of those goals make you feel? If you find yourself answering, it wasn't too exciting, you want to answer why. Whether you were excited, why were you excited about it? If you were, so why did that goal make you feel right? So you want to write down why. Okay, so you want to write the goal, how you feel about each of the goals that you accomplished, and why you feel the way you feel about them. And if one of those goals or multiple of those goals didn't fulfill you, you just achieved them and you're just feeling like that, what would fulfill you? I want you to think about what would fulfill you. What type of goal would fulfill you? So let's not think about what you have to do or you feel you have to do. Just think about what goal would fulfill you if some of those goals didn't. And if all of them did, perfect. But if all of them did, that's great. But I do want you to think about things that would fulfill you in this next coming year. Now, I'm doing this for a reason. I'm doing this to get you prepared for this next year, to get you prepared in the planning. Because at the beginning of the year, I'm going to have a fantastic episode for you to get you going for the year. Right now, we're just thinking about this past year and how it went. And we're going to unpack it in too many episodes. So this is part one. So that is it. So again, I'm going to recap the four things that you need to do. You want to write, remember, I don't want to do it, you doing it digitally. I want you to write it with a pen, with a pencil, with a marker, a crayon, a coloring pencil. I don't care with what, but just don't do it digitally. Can you do that for me, please? I'm telling you, you're going to gain more clarity because as you write, your brain tends to move more and you are going to gain more clarity and more insight. So definitely do that. All right. So let me recap again. I got sidetracked. The four things to unpack your financial life in this mini episode. Number one, what went well? Number two, what could have gone better? And remember, this is not about beating yourself up. This is objective. Number three, your top 10 money wins of the year. If you have more, fantastic. Number four, you want to list the financial goals that you achieved and you want to answer the following questions. How do you feel about each of them and why? And if any of them didn't fulfill you, what would fulfill you? And if all of them did fulfill you, what would fulfill you in this coming year? All right. So those are the four things that I want you to do as soon as you finish listening to this episode. And if you can't, for whatever reason, schedule a time in for this week. I challenge you for this weekend. Just do it. You'll be feel better and you'll feel a step forward in terms of being more prepared for this next year. Okay. So it's all about some baby steps. So I hope that you found that helpful. Don't forget about the podcast survey at jenhemphill.com/podcast survey. But do this first. Unpack those four things that I talked to you about as soon as you can. Schedule some time in. It shouldn't take, I mean, schedule 20 minutes. I don't think it'll take you not even that, especially maybe if you decide to drink some coffee, but just do it. Do yourself a favor and do it. So next week, we're going to do a replay. And the week after that, we will continue with the second part with another mini episode on unpacking this year's financial life. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you are enjoying the holiday season. And I will talk to you soon. Ciao.